You're listening to The Shoulders of Giants, where we profile the greatest theorems and ideas in mathematics.
When are we ever going to need to use this? A common question raised in almost every high school math class, yet for those not pursuing a mathematical career, the answer is hard to find. Sure, everybody needs to know basic arithmetic, to do taxes, and to figure out how much money you need to give the cashier, but a greater understanding just isn't something you need in most careers. So the common, frustrating question of when we will ever need to know most of what we learned in high school mathematics is somewhat difficult to answer. In 1973, the young Czech mathematician Vasek Švatl challenged Viktor Klee to come up with an interesting problem in simple geometry. Klee, who had spent time studying what are known as art gallery theorems, responded with what is now appropriately named the art gallery problem. The idea is that you are the manager of an art gallery, and you want to make sure that security cameras are watching every inch of your place. The cameras can turn to look in any direction, but can't move. How many cameras do you need to have surveillance on your entire gallery at all times? The interesting thing is that although Klee knew the answer, he couldn't figure out how to prove it. In fact, several years went by before Švatl came up with a proof. Švatl's solution used relatively simple mathematical arguments in a clever way to prove how many cameras were needed. A few years after Švatl's proof, Steve Fisk came up with an amazingly simple solution to the problem. Fisk's proof starts off by dividing the gallery of n walls and n corners into triangles using n-3 non-overlapping diagonals. For example, one diagonal in a square room. Now we can say that the gallery is three-colorable, which means that for every triangle drawn inside our gallery, each corner is assigned a color, and every triangle uses all three colors. The gallery must have at least three walls, so we start with a three-walled gallery, where there is really nothing to prove. Then, for any other gallery, we can pick the color that occurs the least, since every triangle uses all three colors. Our color can cover at most n over three corners, since the gallery is now made up of triangles, so this is where we put the cameras. Since the triangles make up the entire gallery, it must be guarded since there is a camera for every triangle, and a camera can clearly see any point of a triangle. Using n over 3 cameras is not always the best choice, but it is the amount that will work for a gallery of any design. The original art gallery problem was so interesting and widely understandable that several variations of it were created. One is called the edge guard problem, where we have a similar situation, but this time we have guards instead of cameras. This variation was suggested by Toussaint in 1981, and the guards can now move along one wall of the gallery, able to see anything that is visible to them from any point on that wall. The solution for this problem has not yet been found. Another version is where you still have security cameras, but now they only have a 180-degree field of vision. You could then make it even more specific and say that the cameras can only be put in the corners. There are endless variations for the problem, many of which have yet to be solved. The art gallery problem is a perfect example of a real-world application for slightly more advanced math. People with a basic understanding of geometry can see how the problem is approached and solved, which makes it not only interesting to mathematicians, but to the general public. So that all-too-often-asked question, when are we ever going to have to use this, doesn't seem quite so difficult to answer anymore.